Good morning. Areas of southern Spain registered temperatures of up to 44 degrees yesterday as the country experienced its first heat wave of the summer. Yesterday, the highest temperature of 43.8 degrees Celsius was recorded in El Granado in Huelva province. Heat waves in June have become more frequent in recent years, part of a global pattern of rising temperatures widely attributed by scientists to human activity. In the past 12 years, the frequency of heat waves in June has tripled, so said Ruben del Campo, the spokesman for the National Weather Agency, AMET. Six heat waves have been registered in June since 2011, up from just five in the 35 years before that, according to AMET. The hot conditions are expected to last until tomorrow, encompassing Andalusia, but also Madrid, Extremadura and Castilla-La Mancha, where temperatures could reach 40 to 42 degrees Celsius. Unseasonal heat affected large parts of the Iberian Peninsula back in March and April, a situation the Environment Minister, Teresa Ribera, described as terrifying. A protocol that bans some outdoor work during extreme heat conditions is in place in some areas of the country. Meanwhile, the government announced yesterday a new department to investigate and alleviate the effects of extreme temperatures on human health. Teresa Ribera said the rising temperatures put vulnerable populations at risk, and more work was needed to understand how to prepare for longer, hotter summers. We must investigate what happens to our bodies in response to the effects of climate change in order to mitigate the consequences on our health, she said. The proposal to create the new department, called the Observatory for Health and Climate Change, will be presented to the Cabinet next month, ahead of a snap general election on July 23rd. And a prolific hacker who was arrested in Estepona in 2021 has been sentenced to 5 years in a US prison after being extradited in April. The verdict was announced by the US Attorney's Office on Saturday, concluding a two-year-long extradition saga that unfolded after the hacker's arrest. The 24-year-old British national Joseph James O'Connor was residing in Estepona when he masterminded a notorious Twitter hack, targeting several figures in the public eye. Along with his hacking group, O'Connor targeted the accounts of high-profile celebrities, including Joe Biden and Elon Musk, in an audacious Bitcoin scam. O'Connor targeted the celebrities under his account named Plugwalk Joe. The hacking group comprised of over 130 Twitter accounts, including those of Apple, Uber, Kanye West, Bill Gates, Barack Obama, and Joe Biden. O'Connor also targeted the American actress Bella Thorne, threatening to release nude photographs hacked from her phone unless she met his demands. O'Connor also admitted to stealing €726,000 in virtual currency from a New York-based cryptocurrency company, in addition to the hackings. That's the latest from DRE. I'm Bob James.